Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Little darling, here comes the sun. Yep, it's that time again, and you'll be splashing around in your pool. Are you ready? Stop by Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero and stock up on premium pool care products from BioGuard to properly maintain your pool the quick and easy way. Choose from convenient, easy-to-use pool care systems or a host of individual products and accessories to get that sparkling, clear pool water you love. Visit Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero for advice and all the BioGuard products you need, little darling.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero holding open house for general plan update. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo focuses on battery safety for Fire Prevention Week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of the problem for a free estimate. 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Community members of Atascadero are invited to attend the city's open house event Tuesday, October 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. in the City Hall foyer. This event will provide an opportunity for residents to meet one-on-one with staff and the consultant team to discuss the preliminary elements of the city's general plan. The draft general plan is currently available on the City of Atascadero's website and provides details of overarching plans regarding housing, zoning, and land use until the year 2045. Five big moves are identified in its introductory chapter. Create a mix of housing types, attract new industries and higher wage jobs, improve mobility, access and safety, address public infrastructure needs, and ensure fiscal sustainability. Attendees are encouraged to review the general plan elements prior to the open house. Following the open house, the Planning Commission will meet at 6 p.m. to discuss the draft plan, which will then go to the City Council for a formal hearing October 28th. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced CEO Gina Fitzpatrick has resigned after 10 years of service. During this time, the chamber will be undergoing leadership transition, as current board chair Rob Covarrubias will step down from his chairmanship and assume interim CEO responsibilities. As interim CEO, Covarrubias will oversee daily operations, ongoing programs, and the search for a permanent successor. Covarrubias said on Gina Fitzpatrick, quote, her commitment to fostering meaningful connections and strategic partnerships has strengthened the region's economic foundation and preserved the values that distinguish Paso Robles and Templeton. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo focuses on battery safety for Fire Prevention Week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Hearing better helps keep you connected to loved ones and enjoy a better life. You deserve the best quality hearing health care. Schedule a complete hearing evaluation at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Peter Lussier, the Hearing Aid Specialist, has all the latest brands of hearing aids customized for your lifestyle and budget. Your hearing is too important. Don't go to Walmart or a box store. Peter has helped over 5,000 patients just like you. Hearing Aid Specialists. Schedule online today at slocountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo is urging the community to take steps to protect their homes and families from the growing risk of lithium-ion battery fires. This is part of Fire Prevention Week, October 5th through the 11th. Cal Fire says lithium-ion batteries are most commonly found in electronics used every day, including phones, power tools, e-bikes, scooters, and more. These batteries can store a large amount of energy in a compact space, and if damaged, can overheat, catch fire, or even explode. Cal Fire has shared the following safety tips. Only buy products with recognized safety marks such as UL, ETL, or CSA. Always follow manufacturer instructions. Charge on a hard, flat surface, never on beds, couches, or under pillows. Stop using the battery if you notice odor, heat, swelling, discoloration, or odd noises. And dispose of batteries properly, never in household trash or recycling bins. Visit calltorecycle.org to find a disposal site near you. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update into the investigation of a missing person, Isabel Lucas Velasco of Coalinga. The Sheriff's Office began investigating this missing person report September 13th. She's a 50-year-old female last seen in San Luis Obispo County with ties to the city of Coalinga and Visalia. The Sheriff's Office has had reason to believe her disappearance is suspicious. In the update released yesterday afternoon, the Sheriff's Office says they have seized two vehicles for evidence in relation to her disappearance. Detectives are also seeking the public's assistance regarding any sightings or interactions with either of the two vehicles on the night of September 12, 2025, or the day of September 14th, in the areas of Coalinga and Avenal near Highway 198 West. Anyone with information or footage captured on surveillance cameras of the two vehicles is encouraged to call the Sheriff's Office Detective Division at 805-781-4500. Photos of the vehicles are available on the Sheriff's Office social media pages. The County Public Works Department announced they will begin to implement parking restrictions near crosswalks to comply with state law. California Assembly Bill 413 prohibits vehicles from parking, stopping, or standing within 20 feet of marked or unmarked crosswalks, 15 feet where there is a curb extension present. The Public Works Department says parking in these areas is a violation, regardless of the presence of red curb or other pavement markings. Public Works will mark crosswalks where there is unmarked parking present to a crosswalk and prioritize areas within school zones, special zones, and where there is a marked parking next to a crosswalk. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a discussion for adopting the 2025 California Building Standards Code with local amendments. The city is required by state law to adopt this updated code every 3 years, but can make local amendments as well. Staff is recommending council to adopt the code with some changes, notably the banning of electric vehicle charging stations in underground, sub-level, or multi-story parking garages. This is due to the higher risk of electric vehicle fires and lithium-ion batteries overheating in the city's hot climate. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Paso Robles School District announced Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has scheduled another Coffee with the Superintendent event in response to community interest. This will be held tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. in the district boardroom at 800 Niblick Road. These gatherings seek to provide meaningful engagement, dialogue, collaboration, and strong partnerships within the community. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the division series yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cubs 7-3, the Dodgers over the Phillies 4-3. In Game 3 today, the Mariners will face the Tigers, and the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In Monday Night Football, the Jaguars beat the Chiefs 31-28. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
California headline news. Several U.S. airports trying to get back on schedule after a shortage of air traffic controllers yesterday in Los Angeles County. Vicki Davis says the federal government shutdown made flying into Hollywood Burbank Airport a real pain.
We get here, no luggage, and we couldn't talk to anybody. It's been heck trying to get in touch with somebody with the luggage.
An air traffic control center in San Diego took over at Hollywood Burbank Airport with 0% air traffic controllers there for 6 hours. Many have been calling in sick since the shutdown started a week ago. The 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics goes to a trio of scientists working here in California.
For the discovery of microscopic quantum mechanical tunneling and energy quantization in an electric circuit.
John Clark at UC Berkeley, Michael Devereaux at UC Santa Barbara, and John Martinez of UC Santa Barbara will all split the $1 million cash prize. I'm John Gilliland. You're listening to California Headline News. California Headline News. Officials say three people are in critical condition after a medevac helicopter crashed on a highway in Sacramento yesterday, just minutes after taking off from the roof of UC Davis Medical Center. No patients on board, no other vehicles involved. And as the government shutdown continues, we here in California may face higher health care costs. Covered California warning that without federal funding, monthly premiums could nearly double, increasing by an average of 97%. I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Farm Bureau has announced its opposition to Proposition 50, a measure on the November ballot that would suspend California's Independent Redistricting Commission and give map drawing authority to politicians to draw their own districts. Farm Bureau leaders say Prop 50 would harm rural communities and weaken fair representation. Under the current system, the Citizens Redistricting Commission ensures that rural and agricultural areas have a voice. Prop 50 not only divides farmland, but also weakens the voting power of the people who work on farms, ranches, and fields to grow our nation's food, Shannon Douglas, president of the California Farm Bureau, said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows right around 53, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, clouds on Tuesday with about a 40% chance of showers early in the morning. Mid-70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, low 70s on Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently it is 47 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The NASDAQ and S&P closed at records yesterday. Earnings season is underway. Americans are buying a lot more spices and seasonings to cook and eat at home. McCormick's profit and sales were higher in the summer quarter, though demand is strong. It is dealing with higher costs. Ingredients are costing more. It's also dealing with tariffs, but McCormick shares are higher. Mars, the maker of M&M's and Snickers candies, has cleared a major hurdle as it plans to buy Kellanova, the maker of Pringles and Pop-Tarts. Regulators in the European Union have cleared the deal. Dollar Tree shares are down 4%. Analysts at Jefferies are lowering expectations for the discount chain. Its analysts found that shopping at Walmart costs less than Dollar Tree. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, They have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is, KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL on your Tuesday edition.
Morning Exchange.
Sometimes pretend to be your friend.
The Morning Exchange.
Show no traces of the evil that lurks within.
KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters. Barry will have on some information regarding business development manager, BBSI, Jake Frederick, why labor market, what are the realities, the fresh look, making employee benefits and overcoming compliance and administrative nightmares, and also talking teeth. Yes, indeed. Lisa Cloakentaker and Christina Mankins, they will be in updated protocols for, protocols for teeth cleaning prior to surgery and other medical care, and it's pretty extensive, pretty extensive. All right, enjoy that. And also, don't forget, you can text us at that 752-385-7775. All right, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to share an observation real quick. I sat in the front row of the city council meeting a while back when Ty Lewis was sitting there, and they were talking about the paid parking. They had the mayor on the TV screen, what do you call it, the remote. And they were going to vote on whether to continue it or not. And they were all the speakers were against paid parking. And I was watching Ty Lewis's body language through this whole thing, and him and the lawyer sitting there showing each other their phones and stuff. And he was so bothered and so disgruntled about something going on. And he looks like, to me, he sat there and he texted. And then they said, oh, guess what? We have two people calling in that fell off the queue to do their public comments. So we want to reopen public comments. One was the Wine Country Alliance, and one was Gina Fitzpatrick from the Chamber of Commerce. And both of them said that all of the people they knew wanted paid parking. And it just looked to me like Ty had texted them to call in or else, and they're both on his payroll. And they were both, one of them, Gina says, from this Chamber of Commerce point of view, we did a survey. 95% of the merchants like paid parking and want it to continue. And so that gave enough of the council members a chance to vote against doing away with it. And it was just kind of, it looked so obvious to me. And when I called him on it, they talked to him, he said, no, they really fell off the queue, Ray. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I appreciate you giving me the time of day.
All right, so you think it was a setup?
I think they were called, I think they were summoned by their master.
Okay, so they were...
Yes, so her stepping down, I'm excited, that's good. I hope she doesn't take this, like, 10 years I was so good, and 10 years now I should go to some more powerful position. She's not. She's in with the... Anyway, so that's my observation. I should leave it there.
Well, I think it was Roden. Roden also said that she did her own independent survey, and I forget how many people she said when she walked around the park were in favor of the parking program.
Well, she said she counted parking spots and looked in windows to see how many people were inside, and determine that, like, we don't have a problem or whatever. It needs to continue. She did some kind of a gaslighting on. She looked in the windows, counted the people in the stores compared to the cars in the parking lot, to see that the merchants are still parking there or whatever. I don't know what it was, but it was, it made no sense, and it was definitely not credible, I thought.
Was that the same night that Cry Lewis had to be taken to the hospital?
I think Cry Lewis faded out, feigned ambulance ride in, I think it was when they did vote it down later on.
Oh, okay.
It's when they actually had the vote that said, yes, we're doing away with it. And that's when he kind of feigned walking out and being sick and passing out and taking an ambulance to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That was later. All three of those were separate meetings, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well,
anyway, Gina Fitzpatrick stepping down. Let's not pretend like she's some kind of town hero, I think.
All right. Well, I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, we had one. Do call back, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Chamber did their survey when it was 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, ending at 6 o'clock. And that's how they got that result. Later on, when they changed it to 7 days a week and ending at 8 o'clock, Main Street did a survey, and they got the opposite results. They got 95% of the downtown merchants were against paid parking. So the chamber statement is misleading to the public.
Well, but that was their survey, right?
It was done before the change. And before the change, the merchants weren't that dissatisfied with it or were maybe in favor, some of them in favor of it. But there's a big difference between 7 days a week and ending at 8 o'clock, and 5 days a week ending at 6. And that's when the locals started abandoning coming to town if they were out of town customers. And that's why Main Street ended up being, without taking a political stand, the members of the Main Street got up their own survey and also got a petition to have it put on the ballot, and Gary Lear found out that they had done it by a resolution that changed and that was illegal. So Ty Lewis and the city attorney were embarrassed because it was all illegal after the change.
Right, and the city council didn't pursue anything from the law firm that gave them the wrong advice about doing something illegal.
That law firm merged with the current one, and so it's really the same law firm.
Right, and as I've said and will continue to say, the city council stole money from the citizens.
No kidding. Yeah, I agree. Have a good day.
All right. Parking never goes away. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I have one observation to make this morning as well, and that is the woman who's heading up our school district and the city council meeting, and they plan them on the same night within no time of each other. One starts at 6, one's from 5 to 6.
I did.
So apparently people, they really don't want people to attend these things because they're putting them on at a time when they overlap.
Yep.
And it's pretty apparent when that's your schedule. That's what Chris announced this morning.
Mm-hmm.
City Council tonight. Oh, and Mrs. Loftus is going to have her meeting tonight, just before the City Council meeting. You can't make it from one to the other on time. No question about that one. So not a lot of thought is put into serving the people in this town. It's always been a problem.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I don't think it's ever seen anything worse than we have right now.
Oh, I think there was a lot of thought put into these times.
Oh, you do? Well, I'm trying not to think cynically.
How can you not?
I know. I did. That's why I called.
Okay, so the other is, and for people, because she's had, a week ago or so, that she had another one that was 8 in the morning.
Yes.
And you know, the one thing, and I don't know what a good time is because my hours are just backwards. But when I heard the 8 o'clock, I thought, well, people are going to work. They go to work at 8 or, 9, whatever. Is that a good time? And yes, like you, when Chris read this morning, that jumped out at me. Well, this is in conflict with the city council meeting. Why not have it on a Wednesday or Thursday? Or maybe there's no time is going to be perfect for anyone, but it did seem, shall we say...
We've been getting all this woe is me, and we need to do better, and we'll do better, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and then, in order to get input into what you're going to do from the public, that's the way the meeting is announced, you're going to have it in conflict with the city council meeting. I don't get that. That's ridiculous planning, and less than a college graduate could figure that one out. But the bottom line here is you don't have any thought going into what the people actually want. You have a thought going into, let's see how we can bogart the people. And we can to say we had a meeting, but it just happened to be conflict with the city council. The meeting was called... The city council meets on Tuesdays at 6, every other one. At least you should plan on it. I know they take trips away and so forth, but nonetheless, why would you schedule a meeting for input from the public at the same time you have a meeting going on at the city council?
Well,
that does not make sense.
Maybe that would be a question to ask her at the meeting, or... Maybe she would reach out to the public and say, I'd really like to meet with you and, do whatever. I'll be kind. And what would be a good time and day? And she can get the input and say, okay, well, it seems like most of the people, they would prefer it for convenience for them, not for her, because we are paying her. So it's not for her convenience, it's for the people's. It should be for the people's convenience.
I agree. And, 5 or 6 o'clock isn't a bad time to have it necessarily. It beats 8 o'clock in the morning when people have to clock in wherever they work. So the bottom line is, do they really want input? That's the question, isn't it? When you have a meeting, you hold a meeting at the same time that another city meeting is going on, and one that's popular to attend.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line here is just another observation, like the first caller. He had an observation as well. Mm-hmm. And it's about city officials and city behavior. I don't think I've ever heard a more poignant, directed vitriol as Mayor Hammond put out at the last meeting for Chris Bosch. That was ridiculous, and he should be ashamed of himself. Mm-hmm. But that's just going to meetings in Paso Robles, I guess.
Well, again, somebody needs to put that in front of her and ask.
It'd be the mayor. And the first thing they're going to tell you, believe me, I know this, criticism of the council on their actions and actions of the city council members is protected speech under the Brown Act. But I've heard people say, if you're going to criticize us, you can't speak. Little Jimmy at the Board of Supervisors said so. He doesn't think he should be criticized. I agree. He shouldn't be criticized. He should be voted out of office. And hopefully he will be.
Well, what do they mean by criticize? Because you disagree with somebody's decisions? Is that considered criticism and you can't say that?
Oh, they don't want to hear anything. No pushback.
Well,
we don't want pushback. In other words, you can't vocalize your disagreement with an individual member of the council. Why not? They're voting a certain way and you don't agree with them. Why can't you discuss it with them? You don't have any other opportunities unless they'll be make an appointment with you.
Well,
the bottom line is it's protected speech under the Brown Act. and they need to learn that. But they don't take the time to learn the Brown Act. They don't understand what they can and cannot do. But the Brown Act is there for the public member, not for the boards, not for elected members.
Yep, I agree.
We'll talk soon.
All right, on the email here, to the earlier caller's point, this is titled, Gina's Disappearing Survey. While Chamber CEO Fitzpatrick was summoned by Mr. Lewis to call in after public comment had ended, she claimed to have over 80 written responses that supported paid parking. However, when asked to produce copies of the survey, they had mysteriously disappeared. Where did they go? Did they ever exist? Was she simply the former city manager's puppet, is the question. All right, well, let's see here, another email, and we'll head south to the city of Atascadero. Okay, boy. Let's see here. So just how does the city of Atascadero think they are going to attract higher-paying jobs? What industry do they have in mind? Business, particularly larger ones, have left the state. And by asking for so-called higher-paying jobs, you'll be changing the rural atmosphere of the Atascadero forever. I've been hearing the call for better-paying jobs for years. Ain't gonna happen. All right, well, thank you for that email. And, boy, all right, something's in the coffee this morning, but that's okay. That makes it a little bit more lively, shall we say. And let's see here. On the text, where I spoke with merchants and they told me that the Chamber of Commerce survey questions were slanted. Okay, there was, I remember there was some talk about that. Okay, well, that was it. All righty, also, somebody sent this to me and they said, Kevin, read this story and what do you think? Okay, well, they sent it to me, and it's the Atascadero Homeless Organization celebrates new construction project for families. This is a Valico Family Resource Center as part of ECHO's 3-year, $6 million fundraising initiative. All righty. So I go down, and I'm reading about it, and they're going to be celebrating the launch of a new facility. It's, well, I guess it was yesterday. And the center will provide an additional 30 beds to the community, an expansion the organization deemed necessary for its growing wait list. Now, as I read this even more, I saw why the person probably sent this to me. It's, remember, when we had the homeless position, or whatever it's called here in Paso Robles, that the person was thrilled and happy. Okay, you got a job, I understand that. But so the quote here is from someone from ECHO. We are so excited because right now we're out of room. That means that there's more homeless than they can handle. So they're excited about that and then they're getting the facility. Understand that part. All right. We'll see what happens and what they do. Okay, have that. Then also, I mentioned this last week about the news coverage of the government shutdown and how some people were, the news outlets are reporting, you know, all these people, they're going to have trouble with this and trouble with that and so forth. And I mentioned the point, well, if you are in a certain type of job and you know that the possibilities exist of shut down, layoffs, whatever. Commission people worry about this a lot. And they prepare for it. That, oh, you know what, we have this every couple of years, so we better prepare for it. So at the noon news yesterday, I heard, again, it was on Fox, and it had to be, it was a representative for the air traffic controllers. And he went on to say on how devastating this is for the air traffic controllers. And I had mentioned last week that air traffic controllers, typically, they call in sick, just like the national news story said about the ones down in Southern California. But during the course of this conversation, the representative said that many of our air traffic controllers are deeply concerned about their mortgages, their car payments, and, of course, you got to add this one in, feeding their kids. Feeding their kids. I'm surprised he didn't say, and, making sure our puppies are fine, too. So I thought, well, I wish somebody would do a follow-up question, but they don't follow up much anymore. So I went and checked. Now, these people that know that there's a possibility that you may not be getting a check for a week or two, maybe more, but they'll get the money back. And so apparently they don't prepare for that. So again, this is what I did on the, I checked. The average salary for an air traffic controller in the United States of America is $144,000. I wonder if the reporter who mentioned the sorrow and so forth and the desperation of these people knew that or even thought to ask. Or ask the question, well, this happens once in a while, did you prepare? And I'll always go back to, what about the people that the government forced during COVID to not work, lose their business, lose their dreams, lose their jobs? Nothing about that. Nothing about that. So anyway, just a couple of things to start off this morning here on The Right Choice as we exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Community members of Atascadero are invited to attend the city's open house event Tuesday, October 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. in the City Hall foyer. This event will provide an opportunity for residents to meet one-on-one with staff and consultant team to discuss the preliminary elements of the city's general plan. The draft general plan is currently available for preview on the City of Atascadero's website. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update into the investigation of a missing person, Isabel Lucas Velasco of Coalinga. She's a 50-year-old female last seen in San Luis Obispo County with ties to the city of Coalinga and Visalia. The Sheriff's Office says they have seized two vehicles for evidence in relation to her disappearance, which can be found on their social media pages. Anyone with information on these vehicles or had sighted them on September 12th or 14th is encouraged to contact the Sheriff's Office. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. A fifth vote was not the charm for the Senate, which failed Monday to approve a funding bill and the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling Fox News.
Chuck Schumer is making a demand in exchange for opening the government. He wants to spend $1.5 trillion additional dollars, and he wants all that absurdity back in the budget. We're not doing that. Republicans have drawn a line. We're going to return to sanity here, and we can't let Chuck Schumer and the Democrats prevail.
Democrats want federal health care subsidies renewed. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson creating so-called ice-free zones to block federal agents from city-owned properties.
The executive orders are about ensuring that we are protecting the people of Chicago and defending our democracy.
The White House responding, issuing a blistering statement, calling the order, quote, a disgusting betrayal of every law-abiding citizen. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at UMass Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and slot free play. Now put a little sunshine in your pocket. Drawings every Sunday in October. Need more details? Visit UMassCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office. 805-369-2000.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Monday Night Football, the Jaguars got by the Chiefs 31-28 to wrap up Week 5 in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence each threw for one touchdown and ran for another for a 14-14 tie deep into the third quarter. Then Devin Lloyd picked off Mahomes at the goal line and took it 99 yards to the house for Jacksonville's first lead. Kareem Hunt ran for 2 fourth quarter scores to put KC up with less than 2 minutes to go, but Lawrence drove the Jags downfield, then stumbled on first and goal from the one, but got up and ran in the winning TD.
I mean, I just panicked, honestly, because I was trying to get up to get the ball out of my hands. So the clock, I mean, we didn't have any timeouts. I was really going to just stand up and, like, launch it out of the back of the end zone, but then I had a little bit of a lane, so I took it.
Baseball, the Dodgers fought off the Phillies 4-3 and will take a 2-0 lead in their best-of-5 National League Division Series back home to L.A. Blake Snell and Jesus Luzardo each allowed just one hit in 6 scoreless innings. Sasaki on for his second save of the series. Game 3 is tomorrow night. The Brewers outslug the Cubs 7-3. Milwaukee up 2-0 in that series. Seiya Suzuki belted a 3-run homer in the top of the first for Chicago, but Andrew Vaughn matched that in the home half. The Brewer bullpen allowed just one hit the rest of the way. That series moves to Wrigley Field tomorrow afternoon. Today, it's back to the ALDS for Game 3. The Mariners and the Tigers meet in Detroit, tied at a game apiece. The Blue Jays go for the sweep tonight at Yankee Stadium. That's Tuesday Sports.
And we have the triple header Sunday morning starting at 9:30. It'll be the Cowboys and the Panthers, followed by the Raiders and the Titans. That's approximately 1:30 in the late game, the Lions and the Chiefs, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
And it is brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and sell traffic control equipment. 8366 El Camino Real at Atascadero. Sunny today. Highs in the, we'll say, mid-80s, and winds less than 5 miles per hour, but could increase as it usually does in the afternoon. Let's see here. Clear to partly cloudy tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s. Some clouds in the morning. Mostly sunny on your Wednesday. High should be in the low to mid-70s. And Thursday will be mid-70s. Upper 70s on Friday. A beautiful day for a parade, like the Pioneer Day Parade. This Saturday, upper 70s. Same Sunday, Monday, mostly sunny, low 70s. Could get some showers right now, 30% chance. AM Tuesday, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7:03 a.m., 6:39 p.m. It's 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. They are locally family-owned and operated. Visit them online, AvilaTraffic.com. Moving right along on the Monday edition here on, the Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. It's 7.5 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Edge. Yes, indeed, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Simply go to AtascadoroGunShop.com. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home safe and sound, and it looks like everybody's home safe and sound. Watching football, the playoffs, and the whole nine yards. They know a good thing when they have it there. All right, Chris. I've got one of the dumbest ones of all time.
Oh, wow. This trumps the other dumb ones, huh?
Yep, by a lot.
So what is it?
A woman in the United Kingdom once called the police when her ice cream didn't have what on it?
When her ice cream didn't have what on it?
Or didn't have enough of what on it. She wasted the time of the bobbies, as they call them in England. England swings like the pendulum do. Bobbies on bicycles 2x2. It's a song, just in case. So what do you think the reason this nitwit called the police because her ice cream didn't have enough what?
Chocolate syrup.
It's not a bad guess.
I don't know many other things that go on ice cream other than some kind of fruit.
Wait a minute. Who would... No, you don't put fruit on ice cream.
Not even strawberries?
Okay, maybe strawberries. Okay. Well... Okay, so what else do you put on ice cream?
Sprinkles.
Yep, that's what she did. She didn't have enough sprinkles on it. Apparently, she didn't notice it when they did it, or maybe they just refused. I don't know, but obviously, this lady has nothing better to do, or didn't have anything better to do, and they don't give what the result was, but she's a nitwit. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. Go to Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Remember, they are your new San Luis Obispo County county-wide approved concealed carrying training team, atascaderogunshop.com. All right, 5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner out yonder at the airport. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Well, it was on this day in 1928 that 21 people died in New York City from impure illegal liquor. Okay. Now, remember, federal prohibition had been in effect as the 18th Amendment since 1920. So, here's the question. During prohibition, that ended, that was between 1926 and the end of prohibition, 1933, approximately how many people died from alcohol poisoning in the United States of America? It was often called the Chemist War. So approximately how many people died from illegal booze? Well, not illegal booze, from poisoned booze during prohibition. What do you think? Anybody have an estimate? Have an estimate of that. All right. What do you think? In 1 week during Christmas of 1926, nearly 100 people died from drinking denatured industrial alcohol. Wow. New Year's Day of the same year, 41 from the same thing. Guess their sources weren't that good. Let's see. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. 100,000.
No, not 100,000. That's, well. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How's about 10,000?
Sir, are you asking a question or giving an answer?
I'm giving an answer. 10,000.
Yeah, there's a range, but generally 10,000 seems to be in the most of the things I found. So I will give that to you, and may I have your name, please?
Name's Mike Mullen.
Mike Mullen. Let me see. I think I've heard of that name before, but I will write it down. I will write the name down, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Have a great day. Bye bye.
Bye. Never say bye-bye. That's a no-no. Not to another man. Let's see here. What else do we have? Where did I see that? How many Americans? Okay. Oh, gosh. Where did it go? So, beyond alcohol poisoning, again, this is another brilliant government decision, which I'm sure many of you are aware of. Prohibition also fueled the rise of violent organized crime through deaths from gang violence and typically counted separately from those caused by tainted alcohol. So, okay. Now, the overall deaths from liver cirrhosis actually fell during prohibition. That's because many supported the law.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced CEO Gina Fitzpatrick has resigned after 10 years of service. During this time, the chamber will be undergoing leadership transition as current board chair Rob Covarrubias will step down from his chairmanship and assume the role of interim CEO. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo is urging the community to take steps to protect their homes and families from the growing risk of lithium-ion battery fires. This is part of Fire Prevention Week, October 5th through the 11th. Lithium-ion batteries are most commonly found in electronics used every day and can overheat, catch fire, or even explode if used improperly. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, this may surprise you, but according to this, some reports suggest that approximately 1,000 Americans die each year from drinking tainted alcohol. That's going to be probably a lot of them in the Blue Ridge Mountains there in East Tennessee and parts of Eastern Kentucky, no doubt. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Call them 805-610-8266. They'll be there for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.